Good morning, imposters. Welcome to Friday. This is the day you let all your hair down and do that boogie down dance. Why? Because you know you don't have to deal with those people at work for another 2 days or three if you have a modified schedule. Or, drum roll please. Boom. If you're starting spring break, you won't have to see them for another week. Thank God. Anyway, let me add, I have spring break coming up, and I'm a little ecstatic. Just a tad. Sorry, not sorry. Okay. I won't rub it in. Let me just say this last one thing. I did wake up the other morning, thinking that it was Saturday already. However, it was just Wednesday. I was so disappointed. 2 more days on the wake up. I know, that's what I was saying. I know. Anyway, before we get started, a few housekeeping notes. If you haven't already, you can follow me on Facebook under K.E. Mullins. That's Mullins, M-U-L-L-I-N-S. Additionally, I'm on X, formerly known as Twitter, at K.E. Mullins, as Jazzy Poet. That's Jazzy with one Z, J-A-Z-Y-P-O-E-T. And I'm on Instagram under K.E. Mullins. I also have a website you can check out. It's www.kmullins.shop. That's S-H-O-P at the end. Alrighty. Enough about that. Okay, again, welcome to Friday. I'm glad you were on the wake-up list this morning with me. I know last week I promised a continuation of Make This Make Sense to Me, but I can't. We will definitely come back to that topic. It may be the adult version of it. They too have me shaking my head, parents and others alike. Instead, we're going down memory lane. Now, this is not going to apply to a lot of people out there because they're kind of young, but some would get it. I'm going to start with this. You remember when your parents told you, you better be in the house before the lights came on? This is because we had imagination and we didn't have any social media to keep us occupied all day. We actually went outside and played, made up games, and so on and so forth. So when it kills me to see a kid glued to their phone and walking, oblivious to the world around them, I can't. But I'm not going to talk about that today either. So you youngins can just listen. Those born after 1980s, not only that, but we had, when I was growing up, only 3 channels to watch. And I can't remember if that included PBS channel, which was quite an interesting channel, and it still is till this day. But my favorite shows on those little 3 channels were Saturday morning, of course, cartoons, Kung Fu after that. I love watching Archie Bunker, or let me rephrase that, All in the Family. And oh yeah, Soul Train. I know some of you are out there falling off your chairs, but that was entertainment to me, and that's where I got my latest dance moves. Anyway, I'm saying this because yesterday I was talking to some adults. This is needed because when you're working with kids, you need an adult conversation to keep you sane so you won't lose your mind. Anywho, somehow we got on the topic of hair grease. I know you politically correct people are thinking, Kim, you mean conditioner? No, I don't. I meant hair grease. I'm getting there for you impatient people. And when this was brought up, I thought about Royal Crown. Now, Royal Crown takes us way back. That's almost like mentioning Musk cologne for men. Who knew that wouldn't ever be popular now? I thought about Royal Crown because when my stepmom was clearing out my dad's stuff, she asked us if we wanted all these jars she found of Royal Crown. She must have had at least 6 jars or more. All the while she's asking, I'm thinking, people still use this stuff? Wow. But you have to know my dad. He was old school. Hell, he was still using Just for Men until he was in his late 60s or 70s. I just thought he never grayed until I caught him slipping. Anyway, then another colleague mentioned the black grease that had a certain smell about it. Yet another mentioned one he remembered by texture. I remember he said it was green and had these little granules. I can't remember the names of either of those, but I do remember them being used from time to time. And I vaguely remember what he was referring to. But it got us on the topic of straightening combs. Now, before there were perm products, these classics were in full use. How many of you remember getting your hair straightened before Easter? Raise those virtual hands out there. Hi, I see you. I see you over there. Yes. Yeah, good for you. I felt like this was another form of torture. This took me back to sitting in the chair in the kitchen. Mom would put that daggone device on the stove. Burner was burning hot and placed that metal comb on there for a few minutes. In the meantime, while it's heating up, she's parting my hair in sections as she applied hair grease to my hair. And then there was that big moment. Dun, dun, dun. The comb would make contact with my hair, and the smell of hot grease and fried hair would envelop my nostrils. All the while, everything's sizzling, I might add. My mom's famous words during this process would be, "Hold still, child." I'm thinking, you're not the one getting burned by the hotness of the hair hitting the back of your neck. Another famous quote from her would be, "Don't move or you'll get burned." Really? Hell, I'm already getting burned from the hot hair. Didn't I just say that? Now, you're threatening me with burns if I move? Wow. Well, all I can say is this: how we've evolved. Yes, postures, if you haven't figured it out already, this is our topic today. Thank goodness. Now, I must add for you old school out there was always the holding the ears process during the straightening comb. If you didn't, she can get the little hairs behind your ears. And if you let go, then you get burnt marks. But think about it this way. While I'm holding the doggone ears, or holding my ears, I still was getting burned from the heat wave coming on, that straightening comb getting real close to my hand. Anyway, like I said, we've evolved. We've evolved into blow dryers, perms, and flat irons with cooling mechanisms that prevent those burns. Alternatives we have are wigs, extensions, natural hairstyles like locks for those of us who need an act or who lead an active lifestyle and don't have time for the constant maintenance of your hair with a perm that doesn't last long. Hence, I forgot one thing. Back in the day, when you endured those hours of getting your hair straightened, you were not allowed to go play outside, and don't even talk about going to swimming, or anything that would cause you to sweat or get wet. Why? I am so glad you asked. That would ruin your hair and cause it to swell and curl back up again. Don't even think about it. You were just allowed to help around the house and look pretty until the big event, i.e., church on Sunday, that Easter program, Christmas program, and the list goes on. Well, thank goodness those days are over. I love my locks I sport. It's almost like a wash and go style, except I do have to style them most of the time for special events or work, depending on the look I want. However, in the beginning, just starting out was kind of rough around the edges. My patience was growing thin when they were just buds. That's like to me, they look like little worms all over your head. But every now a picture would pop up, and I would ask myself, why didn't you just slap on a wig to cover that mess up? But with everything, there are stages for success. And to achieve success, there's always a process, and we evolve into greater versions of ourselves. So with that, be patient and kind to one another. Accept the time it takes to make something great. No success comes overnight, but in time, you will be successful. But only if you keep whittling away one step at a time, evolving into a better version of yourself to accomplish the ultimate goal. So have a great Friday, and thanks again for listening.